I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC News. Denver police have issued two missing indigenous person alerts this week. The most recent one this morning is for a 26-year-old man who is experiencing homelessness. Earlier this week, police issued an alert for a 16-year-old girl. The alert system is a new statewide tool aimed at solving cases in the indigenous community that has a disproportionately high rate of missing people. Legislation to crack down on so-called ghost guns moved out of committee and into the state. Ghost guns are weapons that can be bought online, assembled at home, and don't have serial numbers. The bill will ban the possession or sale of an unserialized gun. Coloradans would have until next year to get a serial number for a firearm without one. The bill would also ban a device that turns a firearm into a machine gun. Colorado is poised to cap the amount landlords can charge residents for pet rent. CPR's Matt Bloom has more on new legislation headed to the governor's desk.
The new bill sets a max of $300 a year for pet rent, or 1.5% of a tenant's monthly rent, whichever's larger. Democratic Senator Sonia Juarez Lewis was one of the bill's sponsors. She says it's part of a broader effort to lower Colorado's cost of living.
So we've given options and predictability to pet lovers and pet guardians across the state.
Apartment industry representatives oppose the bill, but it's likely to get the governor's signature and go into effect next January.
That's Matt Bloom reporting, and I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC and CPR News. 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. Keep it tuned for the rest of All Things Considered, followed by the evening edition of Marketplace at 6:30. You can also hear Colorado Matters this evening at 7, followed by Fresh Air tonight at 8.